This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, last name Frederick, F-R-I-E-D-R-I-C-H. Her date of birth is September 6, 1986. Patient seen for Dr. Michael Venimeyer, V-E-N-N-E-M-E-Y-E-R, MD. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Venimeyer, thank you for this referral. This 36-year-old female does not smoke. So she drinks only socially. She is allergic to Cipro and Bactrim. And also she is intolerant to naproxen. Symptoms, patient feels fine right now. She is here for evaluation, for pre-op clearance, for cosmetic surgery. Past medical history, she had history of dysmenorrhea and subsequent DNC showing atypical hyperplasia. And so patient had abnormal hysterectomy, and she also had fibroids causing the symptoms. In past, she had 4 miscarriages before she had 2 normal pregnancies. Now she has 1 11-year-old daughter and 9-year-old son. New paragraph. She does not have any history of bleeding or coagulation issues in the past. And no family history of bleeding, disease, or coagulation issues. Currently, she is on Wellbutrin, 300 milligram XL, once daily for weight control. New paragraph. Her past medical history includes DNC and tonsillectomy, and total abnormal hysterectomy in 2021. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 5 inch tall, weighing 160, blood pressure 120 over 83, she is normochophilic, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs are clear, heart regular, no murmur, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. She had part of the workup done a few years ago, which included factor 5 Leiden mutation. She also had antithrombin 3 activity, which was normal. She had cardiolipin screen, which was normal. And she did not have any lupus anticoagulants. New paragraph. There is no recent CBC. So we'll draw CBC. New paragraph of diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. History of uterine fibroid and status post hysterectomy. Recommendations. We'll draw CBC, CMP, PT, and INR, PTT. Once available, we would make further recommendations, but from her physical evaluation and previous lab result, I think she will be fine going through this proposed cosmetic surgery. Thank you very much for your continued support. This is a consultation on Ashley Frederick. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Venimeyer. One copy for our office. Thank you.